He'd always coveted Caister Castle, and now in September 1469, he came to get it. Margaret wrote in some anguish to her son, "I greet you well, letting you know that your brother and his fellowship stand in great jeopardy at Caister." Which was clearly desperate, but she was also extremely angry. And a few lines later, she lets her son, John, feel the rough edge of her tongue, which is extremely rough indeed.
"Every man in this country marvels that you suffer them to be for so long in great jeopardy. They be like to lose both their lives and the place. The greatest rebuke to you that ever came to any gentleman."
John immediately writes back.
"Mother, if I had need to be woken up by a letter at this time, I would indeed be a sluggish fellow. I have heard 10 times worse tidings since the siege began than any letter that ye wrote me. But I assure you that those within have no worse rest than I have, nor fear more danger."
Faced with the might of the Duke of Norfolk's army, the Pastons had no choice but to surrender their castle. But once again, they would have the law to thank for the transformation of their fortunes. It took a 7-year legal battle and an appeal to the king, but they were eventually rightfully reinstated at Caister, although for the eldest of Margaret's brood, the triumph was short-lived. 3 years later, John Paston died of the plague.